Today we begin a series of studies on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Our text that we'll begin with today is found in Galatians chapter 5 in verses 16 to 23. But before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. Father, we thank you for your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, took on the form of a man, lived a sinless life, was crucified, shed his precious blood, was buried and rose again the third day, so that all that would come to him by a childlike faith, believing in only his shed blood to save them, would they have their sins, past, present, and future, forgiven and secure them a home in heaven. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come with our lesson today. Bless the listener, Lord. Bless your word as it goes out, and we know you promised that it would not return void. Bless our time together now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Galatians chapter 5 with me. We'll begin reading in verse 16 down to verse 23. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reviling, such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. On the very day that you and I got saved, the Holy Spirit of God indwelt you and I. We see this if we'll turn together to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in verse number 19. The words of God say in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? The day you got saved, God put his Holy Spirit in you, and there he will remain. Amen. In Ephesians chapter number 4, in verse 30, the words of God say this, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So that Holy Spirit that indwelt you the moment, the instant you got saved, will remain with you until the day of redemption. The Holy Spirit is who the Bible is referring to in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, greater is he that is in you. Once the Holy Spirit comes to live inside you and I forever. He produces fruit. This fruit, you see, is the outgrowth of the Holy Spirit, not you or I. These are not things that you can produce on your own. They are things the Holy Spirit produces because He lives in you. Now, your fruit differs from that of the Holy Spirit. Going back to Galatians chapter 5, this is the fruit of your spirit and my spirit. This is the fruit that we produce because of that fallen Adamic nature that we inherit from Adam and Eve. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." So the Bible clearly tells us if we're walking in the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Spirit is in control of our lives, amen, then we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh will not have control over us. Then in verse 17, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so you cannot do the things that you would." See, as a child of God, as a Christian, that's the struggle we feel in ourselves each day, to do right and do wrong. If you're yielded to the Spirit, you'll do right. If you're yielded to the flesh, you're going to do wrong. The Spirit and the flesh are contrary. They're 180 degrees from one another. Amen. One wants you to do right. One wants you to live for God, do the things of God, be faithful to God. Amen. And the other wants you to do just the opposite. And then we go on and we see verse 18, "But if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these." So this is what you and I produce in the flesh as a result of an inheriting that of fallen Adamic nature. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest." They're revealed outwardly. "Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reviling, such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So because we have a fallen nature, we produce fruit after His kind. Now notice what Genesis says, back in Genesis chapter 1. We have to go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1 for a moment. And in Genesis chapter 1, in verses 11 to 12, words of God say this, "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, an herb yielding seed, after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind." See? So we produce fruit after our kind. We produce fruit after the fallen human nature, Adamic fallen nature we inherit from Adam. Looking in verse 1, chapter 1 of Genesis, verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. See that? Then one more place. Genesis 1, verses 24 and 25. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living cattle after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after his kind. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. So we see that everything produces after his kind. This is the way of nature. And this is also the way of our nature. That's why the fruit of the flesh or the works of the flesh, again, as we saw in Galatians chapter 5, amen, in verses 19 to 21, that's why we produce these things, these works of the flesh, after our own kind, because of our fallen human nature. Amen. Galatians 5, 19 and following, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. See? Everything produces after his kind. And we produce these works of the flesh because of our fallen Adamic nature. Amen. Now, this is further explained in John chapter 3, in verses 1 through 7. So let's turn to John chapter 3 together and read that passage, verses 1 to 7. See what it says. See what the Word of God has to say. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. So that which is born of the flesh is fleshly in nature, amen, produces the works of the flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spiritual in nature, amen. And if yielded to the Spirit of God, will produce the fruit of the Spirit. That's why every individual must be born again. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is the outgrowth of his indwelling, amen. So you and I cannot produce these fruits of the Spirit, amen, without the indwelling Holy Spirit. It's just impossible. But once you're saved, you're born again, the Holy Spirit of God comes and indwells you, amen. And if you yield it to that Holy Spirit of God, then you'll be able to produce the fruit of the Spirit. Not because of you, but because of that indwelling Holy Spirit. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit, as I said, is an outgrowth of the Holy Spirit's indwelling in you. You and I cannot produce love. You and I cannot produce joy. You and I cannot produce peace. You and I cannot produce long-suffering. You and I cannot produce gentleness. You and I cannot produce faith. You and I cannot produce meekness. And you and I cannot produce temperance. See? All of these are the fruit, singular, of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not produce one and not the others. Nor does he produce only a few. These are his fruit. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is a package deal. Now, the fruit of the Spirit grows because of good soil. Look in Matthew, Gospel of Matthew with me, chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 with me, if you would. And in Matthew chapter 13, let's look at verses 19 to 23. The words of God say this: When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. That is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises, because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, in the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now you may say, this is speaking of the word of God. That's true, but there is a strong connection between the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 together. Ephesians chapter 5. And when you get to chapter 5 of Ephesians, let's look at verses 18 through 20 together. The Word of God says this: Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. See? We're to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. If we're filled with the Spirit of God, we'll be filled with the Word of God. See? Looking in Colossians chapter 3 with me. See, only if we're filled with the Spirit of God can we, first of all, speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Why? Because if you're not filled with the Spirit of God, you won't have the Word of God. Be filled with the Word of God. Amen? Because the flesh doesn't want to speak to you, to ourselves, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Amen? Or if you're filled with the Word of God, you want to give thanks always for all things to God. Amen. Looking in Colossians chapter 3 with me, verses 16 and 17. It says, the Word of God says, Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's the Word of God. In all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God in the Father by him. See? So, you can't let the word of Christ dwell in you richly unless you have the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Because your old nature, your human fallen nature wants no part of this. So the Holy Spirit will produce fruit in your life. He'll produce his fruit in your life as you are obedient to his word. Amen. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit go hand in hand. Amen. So, this is just our introduction into the fruit of the Spirit. And either you are producing fruit in your life, which is after your kind, or the Holy Spirit is producing fruit in your life, which is after his kind. See? But the choice is yours. See? The fruit of the flesh, or the work of the flesh, what it produces, as we saw there, is adultery. Amen. Adultery. Amen. The works of the flesh, as we saw there in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19-21, one of them is adultery. Adultery, sexual intercourse between a married man and a woman other than his wife, or between a woman and a man other than her husband. This is something we hear of more and more in the end times, is it not? Because of what we read in Matthew 5:28, we know that adultery is widespread today. Certainly, television and pornographic videos on the internet has added a new dimension to this sin. And then we see the work of the flesh, fornication, the forsaking of that which is lawful for that which is not, physical or spiritual, any unclean act. Certainly this is becoming more widespread, amen, is it not, today than we like to think, including child molestation, homosexuality, amen. And then we see uncleanness, moral, or has to do with moral of sexual impurity, lasciviousness, sexually unrestrained, without limit or control, inclined to lust, lewd, wanton. This is a natural progression of the first three works of the flesh. Amen. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and then lasciviousness. Idolatry, another work of the flesh, another thing the flesh produces. The worship of a physical object as a god, also an immoderate attachment or devotion to something. In 1 Corinthians 10:14, we are instructed to flee adultery, idolatry, flee idolatry. We read in Colossians 3:5 that covetousness is idolatry as well. Amen? Now, worship means extravagant respect or admiration for or devotion to an object or a person of esteem. This is idolatry. Amen. And then we see the work of the flesh, witchcraft, the use of power gained from evil spirits, usually with the aid of drugs. The word pharmacy comes from the Greek word for witchcraft. Witchcraft, also an irresistible influence or fascination. Hatred. Hatred. Intense hostility. Also a habitual emotional attitude of distaste coupled with sustained ill will, enmity, opposition. Now, hatred is closely coupled with the next four works of the flesh. Variance, being in disagreement, discord, dissension, or dispute. And then we have emulation. Envious rivalry, an ambition, desire to excel, or contention or ill will between rivals, jealousy. How about wrath? That's violent anger. These are all what our flesh produces, manifests, the works of the flesh, because of our fallen nature. Strife is bitter conflict for superiority cliques, factions. And then we have sedition, incitement of resistance to or instruction against lawful authority, divisions, closely connected with rebellion. And then we have heresies, an opinion or doctrine contrary to the truth. That's where we have cults, all the cults come from. Envyings, painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with a desire to possess the same advantage. Murderers. Amen. Murderers. To kill unlawfully with premeditated malice. Drunkenness. Drunkenness. Habitual excessive use of alcohol, intoxication. And then we see revelings, a wild party or celebration, wild without regulation or control. Amen. So what we see here, this fruit, this works of the flesh, is the manifestation of the nature of Satan, just as much as the fruit of the Spirit is a manifestation of the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Are not some of these very attributes of Satan creeping into the lives of believers today? So we can either produce or manifest these works of the flesh if we're yielded to our fallen flesh, or if we're yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. We can produce the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. See, all of it depends, my friend, on who is in charge of your life. Amen. Who is in charge of your life? Now, if the Holy Spirit is in charge, it'll be clearly evident, because you'll be producing the nine fruit of the Spirit. Amen. As I said, you produce all of them, not just some of them, if you're yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, if the Holy Spirit of God is in charge of your life. But if he's not, if you're yielded to that human fallen nature, the flesh, you're going to produce and manifest all those wicked things that we talked about. But it all depends on who's in charge of your life. Who are you going to be yielded to on a daily basis? Who you're going to be yielded to on a daily basis will result in what you produce in your life. Either you'll manifest these works of the flesh, or you produce the nine fruit of the Spirit, but it's up to you. So that's just a bit of an introduction in our study on the fruit of the Spirit. In the following coming weeks, we'll look at each one of the fruits of the Spirit, amen. And I hope this series of study will be a blessing to you. Again, I want to remind folks to view Brother Gino's website, www.allthecounselofgod.com. There's a lot of good Bible studies are there for you to help you grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer that you'll join me next time as we continue our study on the fruit of the Spirit. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.